When we are born again into God's family. When we are born again into God's family, God becomes our Father. Our new family of brothers, sisters, and mothers are those who do God's will. God's will is that we love one another, and we know that we love the children of God when we love God and observe His commandments. Expressions of love in the family of God are as diverse as its members, their relationships and activities. The Bible describes a cornucopia of loving thoughts, words, and actions, more than enough love on which the whole family of God can feast while seated at our Father's table. So let's fervently love one another, greeting one another with a holy kiss, showing our affection in all purity, encouraging one another day after day in our Christian walk, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, stimulating one another to love and good deeds. Be of the same mind with one another, not haughty in mind. Give preference to one another in honor. Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ, because the Holy Spirit indwells each one of us, teaching one another, exhorting one another, consoling one another, accepting one another as God accepted us in Christ Jesus. Be hospitable to one another. Be kind to one another. Have the same care for one another. Show forbearance to one another. Bear one another's burdens. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. Don't be arrogant against one another. Don't lie to one another or complain against one another or judge one another. Do not be angry with one another or repay another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all men. Forgive one another as God has forgiven us in Christ. Be reconciled with one another. Be at peace with one another. As children of God, we have tasted the powers of the age to come. Chief among those is the power to love one another as God in Christ loves us. Cheerfully walking together and inviting others to join as Jesus leads us along life's narrowest of all paths, leading to the New Jerusalem above. It is in the spiritual reality of entering into the daily life of God's family that we become an answer to our Lord's prayer, when He prayed, "That they may be one, even as Thou, Father, art in Me, and I in Thee, that they also may be in Us, that the world may believe that Thou didst send Me."